Hello, this is Joe from the Funnest Frontier podcast, the Lower Decks podcast. I just finished watching the Comic Con at Home panels. It was I thought it was gonna be live, but apparently it's not live. It's actually just a link. It's about an hour and 19 minutes. I'm actually gonna include the link in the description for my podcast just in case anyone hasn't got a chance to watch it. They started off with Alex Kurtzman. I don't remember the other lady's name, unfortunately. But anyway, they start off with Kurtzman and that lady, and they were talking about the different projects coming up. The first thing they announced was the name of the new Nickelodeon show, which is called Star Trek Prodigy. It's going to be a kids' animated show. Don't know very much about that one. And then at that point, they went into Star Trek Discovery. They introduced everybody from Discovery. They did the table read. They actually did a short version of the table read. They're only actually going to put up the full table read tomorrow on CBS. Dot com, I think they said it was. And then after the Star Trek Discovery panel, they went into Lower Decks. They showed a longer clip of the first episode with them stationed at Starbase. I think they said it was Douglas. They showed the Cerritos in the docking bay, and then they had I'm really start remembering these people's names eventually, but the purple haired guy. They had him. They showed that the extended version of that clip where he was in the locker room, or I'm assuming it's a storage room. It looks like a storage room anyway. They had him in the storage room there, recording this captain's log. So it was an extended clip of that. It was really neat. Showed more of the stuff that was in the box, the batholith, the apparently she was drinking a Romulan ale. They were calling it Romulan whiskey. And then after that clip, they introduced everybody for the show. They went in and explained a little bit more about each one of their characters. I love everybody on the show already without even watching an episode of the show. So it's going to be amazing, I can already tell. And then after they did that, they introduced everyone from Star Trek Picard. That was actually really cool, seeing Patrick Stewart and everybody on the screen. Everybody was calling Patrick Stewart for a while there, SPS for short, Sir Patrick Stewart. And then Patrick decided he liked being called P. Stew instead, because someone at Second City in Chicago actually called him that, and he really liked that name. So everybody was going to start calling him that, it sounds like, at least in that panel they were. I don't know about going forward, but anyway. Maybe get hashtag start or hashtag P. Stew going. Or hashtag SPS. I like hashtag PSTU better. But also, yeah, hashtags. Bringing that back over to Twitter. Thank you for everybody who's followed me. I got a follow from the at Star Trek Twitter account, which was really cool. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate everybody listening to the podcast, interacting with me on Twitter, and responding to the polls I've put up. So far, I've done a couple polls for characters. Q won the first poll I put up for characters we would like to see in Lower Decks, and then. In the second poll I put up, that was actually almost a tie between Janeway and the Doctor. The Doctor did eke it out just by, I think, maybe 5%. I don't even think it was that much. I think it was like 2 or 3%. But anyway, it was the Doctor, then Janeway, and then I'm pretty sure it was Garrick at that point. And then the other poll I did was for stations and ships, and Deep Space Nine actually won that one by quite a bit. I was actually a little surprised. I thought for sure the USS Titan. Or the Enterprise E would win that one, but they're actually ties for the second spot. So hopefully we'll get to see Deep Space Nine and the Titan and possibly the E in Lower Decks, but if not this season, going forward at some point in time. But yeah, thank you for interacting with me on floor on Twitter, following me, responding back to the polls and questions I've put up. I've met a lot of really neat people there. It's really appreciative of everybody who's welcomed me into the Star Trek family, so to speak. Again, really appreciate that. Appreciate any feedback anybody has for the podcast. Please continue listening and rate and review if you can. Thank you. Bye.
Space, the funnest frontier?
Ooh, this is the new shuttle with the blast shield! The blast shield is a blast shield. And it comes down and it goes up. Blast shield!